Thanks for checking out the latest episode of the Spencer on Sports podcast. Heard weekday afternoons from 2 to 3 on KGYM.
Happy Thursday, everybody. Almost to the end of the week. And you're in tune with local programming here on KGYM. We kick it off every weekday with this humble radio program. It's called Spencer on Sports. I am Spencer, Spencer Wagon. That is producer Ben across the glass from me. And you, yes, you, I'm pointing at you right now. You can join in the show, 319-366-1600. Got lots to get to over the next 55 minutes or so before they grab the hook from stage right and pull me out of here. Get on to the real professionals in the game here at KGYM. Thanks for listening at 1600 AM, 102.3 on the FM dial in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 in Iowa City, on the stream at KGYMradio.com, on the free-to-download app for your smartphone, and also on your smart speaker. Also in podcast form, if you missed yesterday's show, or the day before that, or any time dating back to, what was it, February 7th of 2022? When we started this show, you want to listen back to the very first show, you can do that right now at KGYMradio.com or on Spotify or Apple Podcasts as well. Be sure to follow along on Twitter as well. Just follow the station on Twitter for all the updates from all our local shows at KGYMradio. Want to follow me on Twitter for random Simpsons references, remember some guys, and other stuff related to the sports world. My Twitter is at SW on the radio, and we also have our show hashtag SOS on KGYM. We appreciate you following along, however you are doing that here this afternoon. Baseball's back. We have baseball action. I've looked at the scoreboard. There are two games in progress, a handful of games today. Of course, the bulk of the action resumes tomorrow. We actually have two doubleheaders today. In the baseball world, we'll get you some updates on how things are going there as the show goes on today. Also, some headlines from the baseball world as we start the second half. Take a look at the odds for MVP, World Series, stuff like that as well. We'll get to that coming up later on in the show, too. Talk some football with you today as well. Kyler Murray getting the bag today. Saw someone make the point, Kyler making the right decision. Play for the Oakland A's. Work your way up through the minor leagues or play quarterback really well and get paid to do that. And I think he made the right decision. Kyler Murray getting a contract extension. And we'll get you the details on that coming up later on in the show, too. We're going to start, though, with the world of college sports. Some interesting stuff happening in the college sports world. Of course, realignment still in the minds of folks across the land when it comes to college sports. But some interesting news regarding the transfer rules. We hear so much about transfer portal, name, image, and likeness, how things are entirely different because of the rules surrounding both of those things. Now the NCAA Division I Council is trying to make things even more different than they really already are. And this actually has to do with our poll question. Our poll question has to do with this topic, I should say. Reverse it around at KGYMradio.com. The poll question, do you like the idea of college athletes being granted unlimited transfers without having to sit out? Yes or no? You could vote right now at KGYMradio.com. We asked that question because the Division I Council Wednesday announced its endorsement of the elimination of an NCAA rule prohibiting multiple transfers by athletes. There are also some rule changes aimed at the current transfer environment that they endorsed that would need to be approved by the D1 Board of Directors, which is coming up on August 3rd, their next meeting. But before we get into those other rules, which involve transfer windows, we'll pose the question to you on the talk or text line at 319-366-1600. I'll repeat that first sentence again. The Division I Council Wednesday announced its endorsement to essentially eliminate the rule that prohibits multiple transfers by athletes. So if you wanted to essentially attend four schools, in 4 years, you could do that if this rule does get done away with. So you could start at school X, make your way to school Y, to school Z, then back to school A. And as long as you are eligible, you could do that. And this is obviously causing quite a stir because it's not how things in the minds of a lot of people feel it should go. You shouldn't be allowed to transfer unlimited times. I'm a believer that you should be allowed to transfer at least once, and you get certain exceptions that have to be proven. I think that's largely kind of where we're at now, but it seems like it's, you know, those reasons that are allowable are a multitude of reasons that are allowable that are basically given the green light no matter what the situation is. I feel like one transfer is okay. Sometimes the fit isn't right, and if you feel the fit isn't right, you should be allowed that one transfer. I feel like there should be a transfer allowance if a coach leaves, coach you committed to. You commit to school X to play for the school at that particular institution, and that coach leaves for another job, you should be able to transfer out. I feel like there should also be an exception for a hardship, for, you know, a family member. You go across the country to play basketball, football, baseball, whatever it may be, and you are away from your family member, or a family member, or multiple family members, whatever it is sick or is not able to, see you play, or whatever it may be, there should be a rule there that allows a transfer because of that. But unlimited transfers, good idea, bad idea, you indifferent about it? 319-366-1600. Again, this is just an endorsement, essentially. It has not been approved. The D1 Board of Directors vote to approve the recommendation is set to occur at a meeting on August 3rd. So we have a little bit of time yet before this does become the law of the land. It's not certain it will, but the D1 Council said, yeah, multiple transfers, we feel, essentially, we don't have a problem with it. That's what the Division I Council said. Now, the other part of this rule, and Talker text line wide open for your thoughts on this at 319-366-1600. Other part of what the D1 Council endorsed is and expressed their support for is the implementation of transfer windows. And this would essentially make it so certain sports, their athletes have time periods, windows, if you will, to inform the school of their intention to transfer in order to be eligible for the following year. Athletes, and this is according to the info from what the D1 Council said, they would need to be academically eligible and would have a total of 60 calendar days to essentially give their current school written notification of a transfer. For fall sports, it would be a 45-day window following their sports championship selection. And the example given here, so for football in the Football Bowl Subdivision, FBS, in this coming season, the window would run from December 5th to January 18th. So you get 45 days there, and then another 15-day window in the spring, so May 1st to May 15th. So you get that 60 days there, 45 initially, 15 in the second part. And essentially, that is your window. If you're in fall sports, you have those 60 days to provide written notification of a transfer. If you're not part of that 60-day or you don't fall in within that 60-day window, the first 45 or the second 15, essentially, you have to hold off on your transfers. The schools that accept a transfer would be required to provide financial aid to the incoming student-athlete through the completion of the student's five-year period of eligibility or undergraduate graduation. So that's the other part of it that was endorsed by the Division I Council after this meeting, their most recent meeting, which was yesterday, July 20th. The big part of it, obviously, is that unlimited transfers, the multiple transfers by athletes. And that's drawing the most attention. 319-366-1600, 0411 chiming in on the text line. Unlimited transfers, but barring medical waiver, you have to play four, and each transfer costs you, you have five to play four, and each transfer costs you a year of eligibility. Appreciate the text there, 0411, again, 319-366-1600. Like I said, unlimited free transfers without sitting out, without any sort of consequence, with just free reign to do whatever you want. I feel like that's taking it in the complete wrong direction. Again, not sure if this is going to pass. I don't have any inkling on whether this would pass by the D1 Board of Directors, but you know, you hear so much about the wild, wild west of college athletics, and I feel like unlimited transfers without having to sit out is the exact opposite of what people at college sports are hoping for right now. Like I said, I'm fine with one transfer, no questions asked, without having to sit out. There should be a few exceptions. Like I said, a coaching change, you commit to play for a coach, especially, you know, some of the smaller schools, like mid-major school, even bigger schools too. Commit to play for a coach. That coach takes another job across the country. That player should be able to transfer. They should be able to stick around if they want to, too. Like, fans of the initial school would be fine with that, but I think there should be an exception for that. I think family issues, I think you can't deny a player from wanting to go be closer to family, especially if they go to a school across the country. Combine the two together, a coaching change plus family issues, family health issues, that prompt an urge to go back home. I don't think there's a way you can say no to that, but there's got to be some sort of limits, not unlimited transfers, at least in my humble opinion. 319-366-1600. That biggest news from the NCAA. Again, that meeting where it could be approved is set for August 3rd, the D1 Board of Directors meeting. We mentioned yesterday, didn't really get time to talk about when it came down to the realignment topic. We mentioned ACC and SEC Media Days. I believe Jimbo Fisher is speaking at the SEC Media Days. He's, if not today, at some point, get your popcorn ready for that. We already heard from Nick Saban this week. But ACC Commissioner Jim Phillips talking about the ACC's role in all of this when it comes down to realignments and finances and moving around with conferences and potential to lose teams to other leagues. I know SEC been rumored to, at least if college realignment, if realignment were to continue spinning, which, you know, very well could, SEC could potentially be looking at certain schools from the ACC. So what can be done to remain viable? Well, Jim Phillips, the commissioner of the ACC, said, a quote we've heard from, seems like every major commissioner after the bombshell that USC and UCLA are moving to the Big Ten, Jim Phillips repeating yesterday and saying yesterday and then repeating again today, quote, everything is on the table. How many times do you think you're going to hear that over the next several months? We've already heard it a bunch over the last month or so, but everything is on the table. When asked what can be done to ensure the ACC remains viable, that's what he said. Phillips telling ESPN that they're looking at their TV contract, that their engagement daily, almost daily, with their partners at ESPN. He says they openly talk about ESPN because we're 50-50 partners on the network. Of course, ESPN has their ACC network. Questions remain about what's going to happen to the ACC. Is the SEC going to take some schools from the ACC? The common thought is Florida State, maybe a Clemson. would be next to depart. No mention of that specifically. Dabo Swinney not commenting on that either this week. I'm not sure if he was asked about it this week. But some thoughts from Jim Phillips. Again, everything on the table for the ACC. He was also asked about ACC expansion, possibly bringing in Notre Dame as a football team, adding them into the profile of the ACC to bolster that conference. Jim Phillips, the ACC noncommittal about that route. When asked about it at Media Days, he says that Notre Dame knows we would love to have them as a football member. So noncommittal there from Jim Phillips at the ACC. But again, everything on the table, according to Jim Phillips of the ACC when it comes to bolstering their conference in the age of super conferences. 319-366-1600. 6897 chiming in on the text line. Appreciate it. About the transfers that we had talked about. One free transfer with head coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator change. Family medical transfers home don't count. Okay, interesting take there. Appreciate that. Yeah, that's a good point. If it's a family issue, can you really penalize the kid for wanting to go home, be near family? Again, say player X goes to California to play college baseball. Their family is from Middle America, you know, say Iowa, whatever it may be. Can you really punish them eligibility wise for wanting to go back to where they're from to be near family and maybe continue their athletic career? I don't think you can. 319-366-1600. Got a couple more NCAA stories to get to. The governor of California, surprise, surprise, not pleased at UCLA, especially for their imminent departure from the Pac-10. Also, another sellout for Hawkeye football. We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. Also, continue getting your thoughts in the Talker text line about unlimited transfers. Do you like the idea of college athletes being granted unlimited transfers without having to sit out? That's our poll question at KGYMRadio.com. Feel free to answer it on the Talker text line at 319-366-1600. Take a quick break and more college sports talk coming up in just a bit. Spencer on Sports on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we are going to have sunny skies with hot and humid conditions and temperatures around 90 this afternoon. Later tonight, we'll drop down into the 60s and we'll start with clear skies, but we will have clouds building in and the chance for a few showers and storms after 4 a.m. Some rain will continue into the late morning hours of Friday, and then it'll turn warm and sticky. We'll then have hotter and even more humid conditions on Saturday with storms in the evening. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
ESPN Radio Sports Beat with Jason Fitz.
Settlement is incentivized by the NFL. Now, honestly, we could be talking about Deshaun Watson or Dan Snyder at this point. But realistically, either way, the concept of things ending in the conversation when it comes to everything not related to football on the field could be incentivized. But hear me out. What if settlement in everything, whether it's Deshaun or Dan Snyder, is actually better for the league if it doesn't happen until after training camp starts? What's the ultimate distraction for most sports fans? Actual play on the field. We know this. And we can look around all day and talk about the Friday news dump. We can look around all day and talk about the NFL's ability to distract us going into the weekend. But realistically, there is a portion of the NFL that understands that the one thing that always saves the league is the game on the field. So even though settlement is the best option for the NFL because it stops some of the honest conversation that is happening right now about problems, the question becomes about timing. What makes the most sense, if I'm the NFL, is to look at settlement and then have a conversation about doing it post-training camp. Because if we're talking about the actual game on the field, we are suddenly no longer talking about whatever's happening off of it. And that means we're at least distracted long enough from whatever anybody rules in Deshaun or Dan Snyder or anything else. We're distracted with actual games in a way that suddenly these stories that deserve attention won't get them. That's a reality I think the NFL is banking on, and why I think all of the conversations we're having about everything else will be settled when there's football to distract. With the ESPN Radio Sports Beat from Spain and Fitz, I'm Jason Fitz.
Missing football? Come see a special exhibit honoring the life and achievements of Papa Bear George Halas at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. This renowned player, coach, and owner of the Chicago Bears and co-founder of the NFL was a first-generation Czech American. Follow the story of his life through this exhibit, featuring artifacts and photos from the NFL Hall of Fame and the Chicago Bears. Experience gridiron champs George Halas and the Chicago Bears now at the National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library.
Okay, Max is out with his friends. He's had a few drinks, and now he's ready to go home. Does he A, risk getting pulled over and hurting himself and someone else by getting behind the wheel? Or B, get someone to drive him? Let's watch. It looks like Max is taking out his phone. He's finding his rideshare app. He's getting a ride. Way to go, Max. Way to go. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
You want to feel important. You want to be a part of something bigger, something that matters and can help change things. You want to feel like you belong. We know. We felt that way too. And that's why we did something about it. We aren't just Army National Guard soldiers. We are normal people just like you. And together, we can make a difference. Take on your legacy. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
226 here at KGYM. It's Spencer at Sports with you for a scorcher of a Thursday afternoon. 319-366-1600. Talking transfer news, the Division I Council yesterday endorsing the elimination of rule that prohibits multiple transfers by athletes, also saying that they support implementing transfer windows. Got some good feedback on the talker text line about the possibility of essentially unlimited transfers without having to sit out. What do you think? Is that a good idea for student athletes in college sports? Do you like the idea? Yes or no? 319-366-1600. Talked a little bit about what Jim Phillips of the ACC had to say at Media Days, which are going on for the ACC. A little bit closer to home in the Big Ten. Tickets for Hawkeye football. This is going to be a shocker. Most shocking headline you will hear on this radio station today. Tickets for Hawkeye football are a hot commodity. Shocking. How could I say such a shocking thing? University of Iowa announcing two sellouts yesterday and another today. Three games are sold out already. Iowa football going to have sellouts against Iowa State on September 10th, Michigan on October 1st, and now potential Big Ten West Championship game November 12th versus Wisconsin also sold out. General public sales just began today, and already three games are sold out. Again, Iowa State set for September 10th, the 3 o'clock kickoff. No kickoff time for the Michigan game as of yet. Of course, that's a rematch of last year's Big Ten Conference Championship game. No, Iowa fans probably hoping for some nighttime magic there. We'll see. Could be a big noon game. Not sure where it's going to land yet. But Michigan, obviously going to be a very, very popular draw. And now the Wisconsin game. No kickoff there, but November 12th essentially could be your de facto Big Ten West championship game. So three games already sold out. If you want your tickets, get your tickets soon. Des Moines Register doing the numbers earlier today. University has sold nearly 5,000 new season tickets. They sold out at student allotment as well as three-game mini packs and some new mobile passes. Sounds like less than 3,000 tickets were left as of earlier today for the home opener against South Dakota State. Less than 1,000 were left for the September 17th night game against Nevada and for the Northwestern game as well. Less than 1,000 remaining for that one on October 29th and less than 2,000 available for the Black Friday game against Nebraska. So that is a hot commodity for sure. If you want tickets, better get them now or you're paying secondary prices. Again, the general public sales just started today. And lots of tickets being sold already before the general public sales. So three sellouts, Iowa State, Michigan, and Wisconsin already for the Hawkeye football team for the upcoming season. What year? 40? What's the Twitter account? Hawkeye Chronicles, I think it is on Twitter. Shout out Hawkeye Chronicles if you're local and you listen. Appreciate you. But the Hawkeye Chronicles has been doing like the player jersey number days away from Iowa football. Today was Dallas Clark's. We're 44 days away from Iowa football against South Dakota State. Easy number to remember. We're, 37 days away from week zero from Vanderbilt, Hawaii. I could feel the excitement in the air. 319-366-1600. Speaking of college football, talking about future Big Ten opponents. In the wake of UCLA's departure to the Big Ten alongside USC, California's Governor Gavin Newsom saying Wednesday he demands an explanation on behalf of the public for just how that move is going to be beneficial for not just student-athletes, but also how it's going to benefit the partnership with University of California. Newsom telling the LA Times, quote, "The first duty of every public university is to the people, especially students." He said UCLA must clearly explain to the public how this deal will improve the experience for all its student athletes, will honor its century-old partnership with UC Berkeley, and will preserve the histories, rivalries, and traditions that enrich our communities. And that's California Governor Gavin Newsom, UCLA in response, saying it would not comment on Newsom's remarks on Wednesday. Obviously, the story came out. Money is the driving factor here. The story came out right after it was announced USC, if I can talk, and UCLA would join the Big Ten, that UCLA was in danger of cutting sports. That's where it's going to benefit them the most. And, I don't think any of us are crazy about seeing rivalries go to the wayside, seeing a big change. There's things that give a lot of us pause about adding two teams so far away from the current Big Ten footprint or even the historical Big Ten footprint. What's done is done. I mean, they're coming in 2024, and something that we're all going to have to get used to. But California's governor, not too pleased, demanding answers from UCLA about their move to the Big Ten. One other last college football note. We'll get into some baseball and a little bit of football coming up here, and a little bit of pro football, I should say, coming up in just a bit. Some sad news. I don't know if you're Miami Hurricane fans out there, any Miami Hurricane fans out there probably saw this. I shared this on the KGYM Facebook page earlier this morning. The turnover chain in Miami is done. First-year coach Mario Cristobal telling the Action Network on Wednesday that the turnover chain is, quote, not part of our culture. It's been a good run, the turnover chain. Cristobal saying that the oversized 36-inch 10-karat gold chain worn by players on the sideline after forcing a turnover is done. No longer going to continue while he is at the helm. It's been used since 2017. Get an interception, recover a fumble, pick six, you get the turnover chain, and then that led to just seemed like every school, not every school, but a good number of schools doing their own crazy turnover spear. What's a school that does like a dunk on a basketball hoop? I have to come up with a list of like all the crazy like turnover incentives. They're fun. If they want to end it, that's fine. I'm not invested in the University of Miami program, but the more fun stuff we have like that on the sideline, it continues to make college football such a special sport that it is. 319-366-1600. What do you think about the turnover chain going away? Adam chiming in. What about the turnover Gucci handbag? Who was that? I remember that, but I... Now, are we remembering turnover celebrations now? Is that what we've come to here at KGYM? 319-366-1600. I won't even go there. Just feel like Iowa having a turnover celebration thing just doesn't think that will happen. The Hawkeyes, Iowa State, maybe. I don't know. Are there any schools in Iowa in the Midwest that have one? I know like the traveling trophies, like the bits of broken chair trophy between Nebraska and Minnesota. You got Floyd Rosedale, Little Brown Jug, the Axe. Traveling trophies, I know. The turnover trophies, the turnover rewards, I don't. Adam suggesting the turnover chewing gum for the Iowa football team. Could do it. The turnover corn? That's too stereotypical. Look at me, pushing stereotypes. What am I doing here? 319-366-1600. 236. Take a quick timeout. Get some baseball. Check out the scoreboard. Got now three games in action. Baseball is back after the break. We'll talk about what's going on in the baseball world and more coming up in just moments. Spencer at Sports with you on a Thursday here in the gym.
Is there any more satisfying feeling than letting an elevator door close on somebody? I did it at the hotel earlier. I got such a warm rush through my body. It felt like the inside of my body hugged the outside of my body, you know? And then you see it close and you're like, sometimes a second later it opens and you're like,
From Netflix, comedian Tom Segura brings I'm Coming Everywhere World Tour to McGrath Amphitheater July 26th. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
Drunk driving is one of America's most often committed and deadliest crimes. Each year, nearly 10,000 people die on the road due to drunk driving. In order to stop this deadly epidemic, cops are cracking down. Police officers are aggressively looking for drunk drivers and will arrest anyone caught driving drunk. They'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message is brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Safety, the Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau, and your local law enforcement.
Did you know that Masterforce has thousands of tools at Menards? Any tool you want, we have. There are hammers, drills, pliers, levels, wrenches, grinders, sanders, air compressors, nailers, workbenches, mowers, blowers, chainsaws, floor jacks, knee pads, work lights, fans. Whew. And that's just a taste. Want power, performance, durability? Come check out the wide range of products from Masterforce, exclusively at Menards.
We need to hire for another position. No problem. It's not like I'm already trying to juggle 5 job sites, screen candidates, schedule interviews, and, you know, do my job.
You've had it, and we get it. JobFunnel simplifies your search. Fill out info once, and we post it to all the big job sites. JobFunnel makes it easy to prioritize applicants, keep track of things, even send bulk email responses, all from one streamlined hub. Go to KZIA.com and click on JobFunnel to get started. Breathe. JobFunnel's on it.
All right, we're back at 238. Spencer at Sports with you for a Thursday afternoon. 319-366-1600. All right, now I've gone down the rabbit hole. Turnover props. Not betting props. Not what we're talking about. Talking about the turnover chain going away. And I just clicked past what I wanted to be on. The folks at FanSided did. This is from 2018, so it's 4 years old, but every turnover prop ranked. Tennessee had the turnover trash can. There's a joke in there about the Tennessee program. Florida State had backpack. SMU had a turnover crown, apparently, at one point. Tulane had turnover Mardi Gras beads. Very fitting for Tulane University. Let's see here. This website be any slower? This is great radio. This is exactly why they hired me here at KGYM. Click through internet articles live on the radio. The ball out belt Alabama had, the turnover robe That's Memphis. Alex Kuhn, are you listening? Is the turnover robe still a thing? Kennesaw State had the turnover plank. Boise State apparently at one point had or has a turnover throne. And Georgia apparently had the savage pads. It's basically shoulder pads with the word savage written on them. You decide. What's the best turnover prop in college football? 319-366-1600. Let's move on to baseball. We do have some action in store here, or underway, I should say, this afternoon. I mentioned two doubleheaders in action today. In fact, one of them, actually not a bad doubleheader, the two best teams in the American League, the Yankees and the Astros, playing a doubleheader in Houston. The Astros lead game one, top of the eighth, 2-1 lead there. Game two will be at 5:40 Central Time tonight down at Minute Maid Park in Houston. Texas leads Miami, first of series in Miami, as the Rangers lead that one 5-0. The other doubleheader in baseball is the Tigers and the A's playing a twin bill out at the Coliseum in Oakland. And late night tonight, some national TV baseball, the Giants taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers from Dodger Stadium in L.A. That's the brief schedule for today. Looking at schedules out of the break for the regional teams, the White Sox opening a four-game set against Cleveland coming up tomorrow. I mentioned Detroit taking on Oakland. They'll head to Minnesota for a couple games Saturday and Sunday. The Royals opening with three against Tampa. The Twins opening with those two games at Detroit Saturday and Sunday. Then a two-game set next week against the Brewers. The Cubs opening with three in Phillies, the Cardinals opening with three at Cincinnati, and the Brewers opening with four against the Colorado Rockies. That is the schedules, at least for the players, some of the key players in the Central Divisions, the American League and the National League Central Divisions. When you look at the odds for reaching the World Series, are now focused on the second half of the season. And according to Caesars Sportsbook, the best odds, the Dodgers and the Yankees, both still World Series favorites at 4-1, the Astros 9-2, the Mets at 7-1, the Braves, defending champions, 9-1 odds. Of course, being a favorite in July doesn't mean you're going to win the series. Only two of the 12 eventual World Series winners were favorites at the All-Star break dating back to 2009, of course, excluding the 2020 season because of the pandemic. But last year, this time, the Braves were 40-1 to win the World Series, and they made the run. They made some key trades, some key acquisitions, and made the run. Nationals in 2019 were 24-1, dating back all the way to 2011, the Cardinals were 20-1. The Giants in 2010 were 33-1 odds. So, yeah, doesn't necessarily mean that if you're favored now that you're going to win it all, though the Yankees have been playing some really, really good baseball here for the first half, running away with that division. ESPN Stats and Info, by the way, putting together some interesting predictions for at least when you look at teams with long shot odds as of right now, as of July 21st of 2022, that could potentially get to the World Series if we're following a trend. They mentioned the Braves. They mentioned the Blue Jays. They also mentioned the Twins. Twins are 40-1 now, so if another 40-1 odd team is going to win the World Series, can we see the Twins do it? They got to fix their bullpen, figure that out first, but could happen. Anything's possible. Look at where the Nationals were a couple years ago. Look where the Nationals are now, heading into 2022. Yes, they won the World Series 3 years ago, and now they refuse to charter a flight for their superstar player out to All-Star Weekend in L.A. But I digress. So 244. A couple of the baseball notes here when it came to the All-Star game on Tuesday. It was a record low number of viewers it tuned into Tuesday night's All-Star game, according to data announced by Fox. The Midsummer Classic drawing 7.507 million viewers, down 10% from last year. Of course, when it comes to the All-Star game, there are certain All-Star games that are much better quality than baseball's, but the Pro Bowl is not one of them. But there's a big gap when it comes to All-Star game appeal. And you look at baseball, you look at hockey, you look at NBA. Pro Bowl is in its own kind of realm of how do we fix this? The NFL says they want to fix it. No more actual game, just kind of a skills competition. We'll see. But 7.507 million viewers, 10%, down 10% from 2021. The Home Run Derby drew 6.8 million viewers on Monday on ESPN and ESPN2. And Sports Media Watch says the All-Star Game regularly saw broadcast numbers top 20 million in the 1990s, but has not cracked 12 million in quite a long time, since 2010. That's according to Sports Media Watch. MLB All-Star Game was a strong success compared to the rest of television during this time of the year. Sports Media Watch says the All-Star Game drew television's largest audience since Game 6 of the NBA Finals, in which Golden State ended up winning over the Boston Celtics. Another piece of news from the financial side of baseball, Sports Business Watch reporting this. The All-Star break, typically time for baseball teams to take stock of their situations on and off the field, the league doing the same. And starting with one glaring issue that's popped up, declining attendance. The league averaged 26,409 tickets sold per game in the first half of the season. That was down 5% compared to the same period in 2019. If this trend holds, would be the eighth in a row in which baseball attendance dropped, of course not counting 2020 and 2021 because of fan restrictions. Obviously, there were no fans in 2020 due to the pandemic, save for the World Series in there. And late in the season, late in the postseason, 2021, there were restrictions for a good chunk of the season, and that impacted things. But a 5% decline in attendance would be the largest since the 6.9% dip in 2009. Compared to last season, though, when there was restrictions and stuff like that because of the pandemic still in place, attendance is up, though, 113%. Hard not to be when you had so many restrictions in place, at least to start the season. But down 5% compared to the same period in 2019. When it comes to attendance, 26,409 tickets sold per game in the first half of the season. You could make the argument, you could say for football for sure that it's easier to watch on TV, but baseball, it's not really an easy argument to make, especially here in Iowa. That is for sure. Coming up on 2:48, we'll get to a little more football coming up in just a moment. That's coming up after this 60-second timeout. Spencer at Sports here on the gym.
Switching and saving with GEICO is easy, so you're free to ponder life's big questions, like why do people say it goes without saying and then say it anyway? I mean, if it really goes without saying, you should instead not say it and just give a knowing look?
Well, folks, it goes without saying.
What does?
The thing that I'm not going to say.
Okay.
Switch and save with GEICO. It's easier than you think.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Trust the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts to recommend the best products for your car, like 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil, just $32.95. Extend the life of your vehicle, improve performance, and protect your engine against sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts and O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, back at 2:49, Spencer at Sports here on KGYM, 319-366-1600. Appreciate the comments coming in all afternoon long. Gym class coming up between 3 and 4. Todd and Alex in here between 4 and 6. Don't forget, another chance to win tickets to check out comedian Tom Segura. He's going to be performing next week, next Tuesday, July 26th at the McGrath Amphitheater in Cedar Rapids. And we've got another chance to win those tickets coming up today, sometime between 4 and 6 with Todd and Alex. They are playing Gene Segura trivia. No relation to Tom, but trying to tie in Tom's show to sports. Remembering former Cedar Rapids Colonel Gene Segura. Been a fun contest. Been a fun contest. Tune in today for your chance to win sometime between 4 and 6 right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. Remind you of a poll question at KGYMradio.com. Do you like the idea of college athletes being granted unlimited transfers without having to sit out? Yes or no? You can vote in our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement, Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Big news in the NFL today, the Kyler Murray contract saga. Looks like it's over. Kyler Murray agreeing to a 5-year extension with the Arizona Cardinals through 2028. The team making that announcement earlier today. The deal worth $230.5 million and includes $160 million guaranteed. That's according to the NFL Network. Murray's status, of course, been a hot topic after he did what so many athletes do this day and age, delete references to the team his social media accounts in February. His agent put out a statement saying he was seeking long-term stability and a new contract with the team. Of course, Cardinals brass has said, we're not trading him. There's zero chance that Kyler Murray is getting traded. That was back in April. Team responded by picking up his fifth-year option later that month. Murray, of course, the number one pick in the 2019 NFL draft, has done well for his football career. 11,480 yards, 70 touchdowns, 34 interceptions, along with 1,786 rushing yards and 20 touchdowns, two-time Pro Bowl selection as well. Has not had the playoff success. Of course, Cardinals were a hot team to start last year, fell down the stretch, and we'll see if the Cardinals can pick it up. But Kyler Murray locked in through 2028, $230.5 million, $160 million of that guaranteed. That news coming out earlier today. Just seeing it's a great day for old takes exposed on Twitter. There was a lot of people being exposed by the old takes exposed Twitter account today for their tweets about Kyler Murray. And where he might be going and his decision to pass at baseball, play football, and such here for today. One other piece of news in the NFL, really still no news involving the Deshaun Watson situation. Still crawling along. And Pro Football Talk's Mike Florio suggesting the Browns are maybe bracing for a little bit less of a suspension against Deshaun Watson than thought. Florio reports the Browns privately are bracing for an 8-game suspension. There is reportedly, and we've talked about this, and ESPN has covered this as well, in the national programming, there is some thought that the suspension might not be the full season like it was thought it was going to be for Deshaun Watson. There might be a 2-to-8-game range that was reported as the most likely conclusion to the disciplinary process. So 2-to-8 games potentially is at least the thought that might be the suspension length for Deshaun Watson. Of course, what happens to the Browns quarterback wise, should he be suspended? Browns obviously opting to ship Baker Mayfield out of town. Jacoby Brissett is a short-term insurance for Cleveland. Some thoughts that maybe they'd be interested in taking a flyer on Jimmy Garoppolo. Don't necessarily see that happening. I think, was it people suggesting Pittsburgh? A lot more people saying Pittsburgh could be the spot, could be a spot for Jimmy Garoppolo, who is given permission to seek a trade. But still some question and still no decision on what happens with Deshaun Watson in Cleveland. The Browns, and I'm sure this is just for camp purposes, but it's creating a stir online as well. The Browns working out A.J. McCarron and Josh Rosen today, among others, for their backup quarterback position. Imagine You imagine Cleveland, some complete insane stretch of luck. They go from Baker Mayfield to Deshaun Watson. He gets suspended, and then they end up with Josh Rosen. I think just a camp arm for Rosen and McCarron, but we'll see how things play out with that situation in Cleveland. Of course, ESPN, all the national NFL coverage you could want right here on KGYM. We got to get to what's on tap here for you this afternoon here on the gym. Lots more local programming to come between 3 and 4. And 4 and 6, we're with you every day from 2 until 6. Between 3 and 4 is the gym class. Scott and Mark in here with a great show as always. They're going to be previewing a busy weekend just down the highway in Newton. Two races at Iowa Speedway in Newton. We'll preview those races coming up this weekend on the show today. Reaction to the start of baseball. As well, a restart of baseball in the second half of the season that's coming up between 3 and 4 in the gym class today. Todd and Alex, not only do they have that chance to win tickets to see Tom Segura at the McGrath Amphitheater, also they'll be continuing their countdown to kickoff. It's winding down, just 3 schools left, and they have John McNamara talking Wisconsin football, Badger football today at 4:30. The Badgers going to get back atop the Big Ten West. Question I'm sure will be asked of John today at 4:30 with Todd and Alex right here on KGYM. We've got ESPN radio programming for you tonight here on the gym. Enjoy national coverage of the top sports stories of the day. Don't forget about our poll question at KGYMradio.com. Do you like the idea of college athletes being granted unlimited transfers without having to sit out? Yes or no? That's our poll question brought to you by our friends at Hawkeye Title and Settlement at Highway 1 West in Iowa City. Forget to check out the podcast there as well. All of our local shows have the podcast available, including this show. If you missed anything from today's show, head to the Spencer on Sports tab at KGYMradio.com. We're back tomorrow with a weekend preview, latest from the sports world. We'll cover it all right here from 2 until 3 on KGYM. Gym Class is up next. Have a great day.